From an upstairs window in the Coles' house, old Graham, maternal great-grandmother of Shelby, peered down in the oval at the dark man and his golden dark daughters, muttering her displeasure at all that had come to pass in the 98 years of her trouble on this earth. Once every neighbor had been white, and Graham herself as true white as they were, as all Graham's kin had been since the South's beginning, until Graham's own daughter, Josephine, crossed her true white blood, her blue blood, with colored, and broke Graham's heart. Josephine was dead now, long dead, her defection forgotten by everybody but Graham. And here was Graham, left over from before the war, still unreconciled to the outcome of the war, with nobody in the Oval caring, and most of them not even knowing that her father had been Colonel Lance Shelby, with a huge plantation called Xanadu that took up a half a county, a mansion that must have had 50 rooms, and slaves enough to make a small army, every one of them willing to lay down his life for Mars Lance, and accepting freedom only because it was forced on them. And Graham, the born aristocrat, lives surrounded by descendants of slaves with nowhere to die but among them. No grave to claim her but the one they put her in, and nothing to mark her bones from theirs on Judgment Day when heaven rolled back to receive those born to sit or serve on God's table. The dream Graham dreamed was to lie beside her forebears in the white-only graveyard of her kith and kin. There was so little Graham asked of life, just a way to go home to die. She had been awake since dawn, snatched out of sleep by the smell of death on the sighing wind coming through the window, that smell like no other, a smell so faint that only the knowing know it, and too unmistakable to be mistaken. No way to describe it, no earthly way, only imagery could give some kind of sense to it. It was like white.